This is the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We're getting you ready for Spikes Under the Lights, the first of its kind women's collegiate volleyball tournament coming to AT&T Stadium on August 27th. Two matches featuring Nebraska, Florida, and then that's going to be followed by Penn State and SMU, and the two winners will battle for the championship. It features a $1 million purse, the largest ever in women's collegiate sports. And at the helm for our local team is SMU volleyball coach Sam Erger. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Sam, if you don't mind, me kind of giving you a little information about myself real quick. I'm going to share a story because that's how I do things here.
Please.
when I started in the media industry, my co-host was the sports editor at the newspaper that we worked at. It's a local newspaper in Plano. And I was working City Beat. I offered to help while he was working sports. And the first assignment he gave me was Plano West versus Allen. And that was volleyball on a Friday night, and that was the first moment I had of experiencing the like electric energy that filled that Plano West gym. That's that feeling right there. I can only imagine how fire AT&T is going to be with this kind of level of competition on the court.
It's going to be electric. You are right. And that's a pretty good high school team to have as your first assignment. Those are some powerhouses.
Yes. Yes. It was awesome. And it was a great time. I think it was about 10 years. No, I guess it was 15 years ago that we got. No, hold on. Was it 20 years ago? Yeah. So that's a long time. But I covered a lot of volleyball since then. It was an absolute blast. Now, your group is squaring off with Penn State. Can you tell me a little bit about what to expect from them and why all the locals should boo them incessantly?
Well, of course they should. We are Dallas's hometown team. So you better show up wearing your red and blue, get your Mustang gear, and root for your hometown girls, especially because more than half our team are hometown heroes. Like, we've got North Texas, Dallas kids comprising our roster. So, but what you'll expect out of that match is it's going to be super physical. I mean, you're talking about some of the best athletes. I feel like we could field an Olympic track team. We've got kids that can dunk on our team. Penn State has a 6'6 right side who's one of the best in the country. It's going to be extremely physical and very entertaining.
You kind of talked about that just for a second there. You got a pretty electric group and that you've got players from all over the country, but you got a pretty significant backbone built right here in DFW and the Texas area. How rich is the local volleyball community here?
It's the best in the country. It's the mecca of volleyball, especially for high school and juniors. And we've got some of the best kids. We call it the state of Dallas. So Dallas, it has some of the very best. Everybody recruits out of Dallas.
Yes. Now this is four fantastic programs all taking the court. What does it mean for SMU to be involved in this big of an event on this big of a stage?
I think it just shows where SMU as a university and as a whole athletics department, where we're at now, and of course where we want to be and who we want to represent. We want to be known as Dallas's hometown team and represent college athletics at the highest level, and volleyball, football, doesn't matter. You name the sport, we want to be a great showing of the high school talent that Dallas has to offer. We want kids to be inspired to play for their hometown team and put on the best.
Look at your support of all the athletics and at SMU. I love that right there. TikTok delivered to me Volleyball Day in Nebraska without me even asking for it, and I ate it up. I just loved it. That was an exciting environment. What are you looking forward to from that first matchup with Nebraska and Florida?
Same thing. We just want to get the local community inspired about where this sport is at and where it's headed, what women's college athletics, not just volleyball, but where that is at. And I want people to leave going, I want more. Like, when's the next game? Where do I sign up?
That's another thing that I was kind of curious about, like, just covering women's sports for as long as I have. I covered at the high school level. We were covering, you know, both high school football and volleyball and soccer. We covered everything at the newspaper, and it was so much fun. And as we've gotten into radio, this has been a blast to watch women's sports blossom and grow into something that, like, it's a stage setter, and I absolutely love it. And we've seen it just swell into something that is now more convenient to be seen, even pursued and covered. And I like that. How significant, though, for women's sports specifically to be on what I call the world's biggest room at AT&T Stadium. That's for women's sports, that's a pretty significant deal.
It's a huge deal. I think it just shows the proof of concept, the investment, the desire to consume this amazing product. If you have a great product, people are going to want to go and watch it, whether that's male or female. So I think what people are realizing now is that female sports delivers on that promise. It's really fun to watch. It's a great product, and you are going to want to keep coming back. So that's where I think you're seeing someone like AT&T Cowboy Stadium stepping in and going, let's field an event, right? And we're going to, I think, get thousands of people in there and put on a great show.
SMU volleyball coach Sam Erger joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece. Can you tell me a little bit about your team, particularly the pair who recently were selected to the U21 national team?
Yes, that is Favor Onyanwu and Suli Davis. So both Dallas kids and both on track to be Olympians in their own right if they continue on the trajectory that they're on.
You show up to an event like this, you show up to watch volleyball maybe for the first time. For those first-time viewers, they're going to be like, why is that person wearing a different jersey than their teammates? Is the libero the brain of everything for volleyball?
Yes, libero is your just heart and soul bulldog digging everything off the floor. They say defense wins championships. That's everything that they're about, and ours is insane. She is very entertaining. Back to that word electric, you will be shocked by how good this kid is.
Now, some people might think any sport's easy until they try to do one thing that's difficult in that sport. What's the thing in volleyball that will humble you?
You just have to be so agile. You're jumping, you're cutting, you're moving. So the first time you try to pass a ball and then go and jump and attack over the net, you're going to be like, wow, this is pretty challenging.
Yeah.
It's on par with basketball. Two of the most difficult sports as far as agility and just all-around athleticism.
Yeah, I always look ridiculous trying to do the overhand serve, so I'm the underhand serving guy. But it's still fun. But I watch those pancake drills, and I'm just like, that's amazing to be able to slide your hand under and be able to just have that kind of timing. That athleticism is always awesome. My niece is in the fifth grade. Her name is Gracie, and she's not recruitable yet, Coach. So we'll have, or maybe she is. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So,
hopefully we win her over at this event.
I hope so too. That's the thing. I'm going to bring her out there, and I want to have a few takeaways for her. A, fun. Sports is supposed to be fun. It's competitive, but it's fun. And B, teamwork. And then C, I want to show her leadership too while she's watching for these things. Do you have any other suggestions for things that I should keep an eye on for her?
Yeah, I think she should just watch the way these girls interact with each other. We use a slogan, we call it Love Loud. We say, hey, when people watch us play, we want them to walk away going, dang, they really love each other, they love the game, and they love the environment they're in. They literally love the loud environment. Like, this is what volleyball is about. We want to be in these spaces. And so I would just encourage her, like, hey, is that what you're seeing? And I think that's what she'll walk away with.
Okay, that I love that part of it because my favorite thing from the first moment I walked in and watched my first match, it was how loud it was after a point. And you got so much going on in that room. It's so much fun. And then they all huddle up and they're talking about what? What are they talking about when it's not about what's got for dinner later, right?
This is a high IQ sport. When in those huddles, those girls are a step ahead. They're talking about the next play, encouraging each other, and how to moving on and winning. It's like tennis, man. You've got a few seconds in between each play, and we've got to move on to the next and get ready.
One of the greatest team sports you'll ever get a chance to see. So I hope everybody gets out there. Thank you so much, Coach, for hopping on with me today. I can't wait. It's Spikes Under the Lights featuring Florida, Nebraska, Penn State, and our very own Sam Erger coached SMU. Tickets start at $20, and you can get yours at spikesunderthelights.com. Coach, thanks again. We look forward to booing everybody not wearing SMU gear.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you there.
Take care.